Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Chicago, and boy, is it cold here for my little old California blood. Holy moly, this morning it was in the mid-20s, and you know it's the windy city, so it feels even colder. But here doing the last convention of the year. I hope you enjoyed your time with Nadia last week. It was circumstances I could not control. So thank you to Nadia, as always, for stepping forward for us. Okay, so, you know, it's the week of Thanksgiving, and the channel wanted me to talk about love and gratitude, and the fact that love and gratitude go together, and that you really can never be and experience being the God of you until you can choose to create living in the state of love and gratitude. And then they took me to Core Belief 22, which is I'll never be good enough. So if you love yourself unconditionally, and if you are grateful for your life, you automatically move into the knowing that you are good enough, guys. So if you're still working on that, that simply means that, you know, you want to love yourself some more and be grateful for yourself in this life. And you choose to live in the state of love and gratitude for yourself, just for the sheer experience of being filled with the Spirit, baby. And then they took me to hate, and they said hate is the absence of gratitude. And I went, all right, well, give me an example. So I'm going to take you through the example that they took me through. So pick a thing, a time, an experience in your life that took you into the experience of hate that you haven't let go of fully yet. Okay, does everybody have one? I really want to take you through this because it was powerful for me today. And I want you to ask yourself, what's the positive that came out of this that you can be thankful for? Okay. For those of you that might be feeling a little challenge around this, for example, the death of my husband. That was very sudden and unexpected. what came out of that was me being able to see how strong and what a great creator I was when I had to depend only on me. And there's an incredible amount of growth there that happened. What's the positive out of my dad's suicide? I got to witness how my mother, in dignity and strength, handled that situation and modeled to me moving on successfully in her life. So again, pick up an experience where you might have felt hate or abandonment or betrayal. Where is the positive that you can find to be grateful for? So this week, let's just, whatever comes our way, let's ask ourselves, okay, where's the pony in the poop here? Why is this giving me an opportunity to feel gratitude and love if I look for it? Okay? It was very, very strong experience for me this morning when they took me through it. So next week, December 1st, my book will be out and available for order. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody that's pre-ordered it. If you haven't, you can definitely get it next week, December 1st. My Christmas movie, Every Time a Bell Rings, I just saw it. It is so beautiful, you guys. I'm so proud of it. You can get it streaming on Hallmark right now. And you can get it on the channel, I think, in December. So this has been a very interesting convention because I got to meet the executive producer of The Walking Dead. And he went to dinner with about eight of us. And I had the pleasure of sitting next to him. He is one of the most spiritual, beautiful human beings I've ever met. And I thought to myself, where's the positive here, Dee? Well, you get to see. You see, you've been asking to bring forward to you people of higher consciousness who will love and respect you and your work in television. Now, in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't have thought it would be at a convention going out to dinner. But the universe delivered it perfectly to me. I'm telling you, he is just a beautiful, beautiful human being. So I thank the universe and God for that. And, you know, I got a couple of emails about why I don't include God in my work. I don't know where anybody ever would get that. All I talk about is love and the connection with the universe, and that's all God. It may not be the fire and brimstone mixture of God that we were taught, but all I talk about and all I teach is God. So don't think I am taking God out of the equation. I'm expanding our knowledge of God into what God really is as opposed to what man has created around him. I also want to quickly mention our beautiful Stephen, my producer, who's been with me for over 500 episodes, that you talk to every week if you come on as a caller. You know his Far Out Foods, F-O-O-D-Z, site is going to offer a 15% off for Christmas on every single thing, all his spices. He's got amazing jerky, too, which I ordered along with spices. For you can put together your own Christmas package. It's awesome. So let's all come together and support Stephen, because, you know, he did what I teach. This was a dream of his, and he's too afraid to move on it. And we did a lot of work around it, and he jumped in, and now it's just grown exponentially every single year. So yippee for you, Stephen. Baby cakes, yippee for you. And we're going to the calls, and we're going to start with Deborah in Missouri. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
My question is, in May, my one horse had a freaking accident and had to be put down. In September 6th, our dog, we had to put him down. And now in November 6th, I saw, when I was in the house, my other horse was running and had a freaking accident, and I saw the whole thing, and she was put down. And I just wanting to understand this, and we had just moved to this place where you could, you know, have horses and stuff, have a ranch and stuff, and all this stuff is going on, and I guess I just need some understanding, because
I
haven't
understand.
Had peace since I moved.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Losing your animals, they're your babies. I get that. And it's hard. And the first thing that the channel's giving me is, again, for everything there is a season, just like us, there is a time for them to leave. And, Deborah, I get that that's really what this is about. When I say there's anything to balance in you or any cause or any energetic thing that we need to shift, I get a no. It's just the understanding that it's their time. And it doesn't sometimes look like their time, because if it's an accident, we think, oh, my God, they went before their time. But we know from working with people that no one leaves without the soul choosing to leave. And animals are the same thing. Now, your job is to honor their choice and now call in the animals that are healthy and thriving and want a loving place to run and mature in. That's what your job is now. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah, okay.
So
right.
Be at peace that it was nothing about you. You couldn't have done anything about it. That's a true statement. Yep. It was just their choice. Is there a lesson that she... No, there's not even a lesson for you, except to know that these things happen and you need to honor them and move on and call in what you want now. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, baby. Be at peace. I know. My arms are around you about that. That's tough, I know.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Yeah, I think about Freedom leaving, and I can't even go there. Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I loved your call with John on Wednesday night. If I had gone up, I would have said, I am born again with Dee.
Thank you, Andrew. I always love my time with John Burgos.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was very, it's really nice to hear even repetitive stuff. And I realized that, you know, one of the pillars that I seem to find challenging right now is pillar number one, which is how I see myself. I do not know why, because,
okay,
but it just resonates.
So, Andrew, it goes back to your mother. How did your mother see you?
Well, she loved me, but she was overprotective of me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so that said to you, the words the channel gave to me was, she saw you as not powerful, as someone that needed to be protected. At least that's the way that you deciphered it. So, your job now is to choose to see yourself powerful. I am the God of me that sees myself as a powerful creator. Because that obviously needs to be in place for all your creation work, right? If you don't think you're powerful enough to create it, it's not going to happen. You understand? Andrew, are you there? Oh, well, I guess we lost him. Well, that was the message, and that's a good message for everybody, guys, for everybody. I see myself as the powerful God that I am. I see the world where I can be powerful in, and I see everyone looking at me saying, wow, I see them as powerful. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're going to Paula in California. Hi, Annie, you're on. Hi, babe.
It's been a while since I've talked to you. But I just wanted to see what the channel has to say about. I had this weird eye thing happen a few days ago, and I thought it was like my retina detaching, but it wasn't. It's just this, you know, gel that's detaching from the eyeball and it's causing some flashing. And I'm just wondering, I want to get to the heart of it, you know.
Okay, there is an energetic sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play and we're going to South Pacific. It's something that you cannot see as possible. Something that you want, but you aren't allowing yourself to know, see, that it's possible. Do you know what it is?
I think it's realizing that I my power, that I can change things and make things happen. And because I know, it's like I'm working really hard on that.
And that especially is hooked up with your money.
Huh.
Can you see you? Can you see the possibilities out there that would offer you the ability to make the money you want?
I feel like I don't have the energy or whatever. Because my big,
See,
and the big thing is like,
anytime you think you don't have the energy, that's just an excuse, guys, that we are mentally giving ourselves so that we don't have to move forward to find out we can't do it. So I want to remind everybody, when the pandemic hit and I panicked about the studios closing, the channel said to me, the studios are not your source of money, Dee. Your consciousness is your source of money. So I just get up every morning and say, I'm the God of Paula that is choosing to see clearly all the possibilities that she has around making money and being powerful in this world.
Yeah.
Okay?
I will.
You have to claim
yeah.
it. You have to claim it, and then you start seeing it. And, you know, John and I talked briefly on the show the other night. Guys, whatever the channel gives you to do, just keep doing it, because it oftentimes takes 2 to 3 months for the manifestation to be seen. And most of us hang in there for 2 weeks and then we give up, right? So
yeah.
It's got to be a way of life. It's not a soundbite fix. And anybody that tells you it is misdirecting you, I think, from my knowledge. Okay?
Yeah, I have to really know. I have to get to the knowing part.
Yes, and the best way to do that is to go into your love place and direct yourself that you do know.
Yeah.
That all these things are possible for you, and you see that. You're open to seeing that now.
And,
okay?
And so yes. And so will it clear up or?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I will absolutely do that.
You know, you will work with your medical doctor and do your energetic work, and together that will clear it up.
Thank you.
That's the highest question and the highest answer. Yep. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. Miss Melinda, how are you, baby Kate?
I'm good. Hey, Nadia was wonderful Sunday.
Yeah, she always is. That's why I have her. I wouldn't bring on anybody that's not wonderful, you know.
Well, she was really wonderful, so thank
good.
You.
Good.
So you're just maybe going to laugh. This is ironic, especially for you to call my name right after Paula. So I set my alarm to wake up today because I really wanted to ask the channel what my body is trying to tell me energetically, because this week I was diagnosed with pink eye. So this is...
Okay. Melinda, I'm traveling and I do not have my body book with me. And they're telling me to refer to the body book. So can you please email me, you know, through @IamDWallace and
absolutely.
Remind me, and I will email you what it says. But we can get to, we're going to have more understanding of it after we read the body book. But we are going to a core belief here, 22 through 30, 31, 32. Well, I never want to be God, so it has something to do with seeing your power. Where
yeah,
are you trying to see your power, Melinda?
A lot of places, but the one thing that's come up is I said this year, you know, I didn't go back to the restaurant. I'm going to make my living acting and teaching. And in the last 2 weeks, I've been on a veil for 2 commercials. I have a pin in me for a new Netflix show. And then
woo-hoo!
I look in the mirror. I know, but then I look in the mirror and I'm like, my face is fucked up. I'm sorry, can I say that word? Sorry, my face is messed up.
Fuck,
I mean,
no, you
messed
can't
up.
Say
like,
fuck on this show.
But I'm thinking there's got to be something going on there because I, can
yeah.
you manifest something?
Look,
yeah.
Melinda, you, as long as I have worked with you, you are in judgment of yourself.
Right.
Well, honey, if you're in judgment of yourself, how can everybody else accept you like you want to be accepted?
Right. I have to accept myself first.
That's right. I'm beautiful. I'm the right height.
Yes.
I'm really talented. I see a world where I can be a major star and make major money, and I see everybody looking at me going, let's book her.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, those three things aren't in place.
Mm-hmm.
How you see you isn't in place. You are the channel saying, starting to see a world where this is all possible, but when you go to the big guys looking at you, you go back
mm-hmm.
into the judgment that you have of yourself.
Right, yeah, because this came up literally right after I got the, like, the two veils and the pin.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm doing it. I'm creating what I want. Oh, my God. I better start judging myself because I'm not good enough to get this. So
right.
You spend your life trying to get there, guys, and making some headway, but never getting to the place that you really want to be.
Right. So I have to see myself there. That's the whole I thing.
You have to see yourself as beautiful and talented. Dear God, everybody, I see you that way, and I have ever since you walked into the class. All your classmates saw you that way, but you've
mm-hmm.
got to see you that way if you're going to go all the way.
Right.
You've got to visualize everybody in the world looking back at you and going, yeah, I want to work with her. Yeah, see?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See how you
right.
pull back from that? Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
I re-hit on.
Okay. I talk a lot about this in Born. I have a whole chapter on the three pillars.
I'm going to get your book for my Thanksgiving gift to myself.
Well, good. I'm glad you're loving yourself enough to get my book.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But that's how important it is. I reserved an entire chapter for that. Okay? All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you. See,
thank you.
Smack you, Melinda. Get it together. All right, Lynn. Well, it's class time here. Both these girls
yeah.
studied with me a long time ago. Hi, baby. What's up?
Oh, I need to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. My husband passed 2 weeks ago, and as I'm contemplating all my options, I'm
yeah.
just wondering, is there anything I need to get into alignment as I make the highest choice to step into my power?
Yes, you need to let him go.
Okay. That's...
You need to let him go, and you need to honor his choice. You know, guys, I can tell you unequivocally that they want you to go on. They want you to be happy. They want you to be powerful. They want you to go on and create everything you want in your life. They do not want to be used as the excuse of why you can't. I guarantee you, from every reading that I've had from John Edward and every piece of information that has come through when I've done readings for other people, it's, God, will you, you know, we're fine over here. Will you get on with it?
Yeah, and I know he's no longer in pain.
Yeah, he's free, and he would really like to be happy for him about that,
and,
by the way.
He's sitting out here
on
the desk of my
bird
feeder.
There's one other thing. We're going to a core belief, this page here, 37, 38, 39. God betrays me, I betray me. Okay, and the way you are betraying yourself is not to, and I know there's a period of adjustment. But the way you're betraying yourself is not to move back into, choose to move back into your happiness and freedom.
Yes.
So from the beginning of the show, what can you be in gratitude about for his death?
Oh, I can definitely see that it is going to allow me to step into my power. I was hiding behind his money and not stepping forward.
Yes, you were. And that has been betraying yourself in your power. And since you are the God of you, then the God of you must betray you also.
Yes.
Okay?
Well, I'm ready to step into my power now.
Yes, you are. And do it happily, because he's jumping up and down. They're literally showing me a guy jumping up and down, like doing woohoo. Okay? All
okay.
Right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it that I'm starting to get pictures now of stuff. It's exciting that it's expanding here for me. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Wow, what a show. I think I've gotten my answer with every call.
Yes, the channel says you have indeed.
And it's, I have a physical thing. So going with the theme, and it's this sciatic pain in my left hip that about 6 months ago appeared through redirecting energy and working with the channel. It improved probably about 85%. And then it just flared up again in the last couple of weeks. I get that it's still...
you haven't gotten to the core issue. And we're going to a core belief. Hold on. See, when you get to the very core issue, stuff doesn't come back. Here, one thing...
Uh-huh.
One,
yeah.
Two, three. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Okay. So, and then they're showing me stepping into your power as an intuitive. Are you trying to do that?
Oh, wow. That's been a focus for about the last 10 years. And I am doing it. I'm doing it every day. And my intuition it's off the chart. It's amazing. How my life has changed. So is this about doing it as an intuitive for other, like individuals?
Yeah.
Because that
out.
I haven't really done.
Yeah, but you want to, don't you?
I do. I like groups. Decades ago, I trained to be a psychotherapist. And when I first started interning, sitting one-on-one with people, I was like in a little office. I was like, oh, my God, this is not for me. I don't want to be in a little office one-on-one.
You can define
so
it any way you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, start getting some groups together at a Science of Mind church or a Unity church or within your friends. Just start playing.
Yeah.
You will be directed where to go. But that's what it's about.
Okay. Wow. I did not see that. Thank you.
Yep. I don't think there's anything higher, baby. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I love
you
too. All right, hold on. Steven's got a note here for me. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. So you had asked me to bring up something I shared with you on my own personal journey, and I think it ties in nicely with today's information that's come through so far.
Well, of course it does.
Of course it does. So,
all right.
Okay, so what I came up with and what I shared with you is I have been setting my direction for, like you said earlier, you have to really stick with it and make a commitment to it. I have been using the statement, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice in all areas of my life.
Yep.
And So I came up with a physical issue. So it's a concerning one. It's one that is really, you know, weighs heavily in not a good way. And I was checking in with the body book, and it took me to page 25 of the body book, which is more of the preliminary information intro to the book. And
yeah.
What the title of it is, it works the other way too. And what, so the body book is, everybody on the show that has been following you knows, is it shows the underlying issue.
Energetic
of the energy,
causes. Yeah.
The negative thought form. But the page 25 is a very short blurb that talks about working the other way too. And it says that things like reverence of self, faith in one's ability and right to survive, thrive, and heal, self-love, self-acceptance, a sense of goodness of the self, commitment to the self, trust in the operations of the cosmos, commitment to the community are all highly effective preventatives and correctives for illness. And I sat with that. It really hit home with me, and it's in all the messages that you give us every week and all the core teachings. But I started using a statement and that I shared with you, and you asked me to share with the group, is I know and trust in the ability, in my ability and right as the powerful God of me to be my authentic self, survive, thrive, and heal in this moment of now, consistently, now and consistently, I am whole and complete, and I am divine love. And
very
it's,
powerful. Yeah.
It's extremely powerful. It's really opening up many, many things. And I'm hoping, I got some good information. I also echo the comments earlier from Nadia last week. But, you know, I'm not sure what's happening in my right breast. I had breast cancer in the right breast. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to the medical doctor, and I am stating my claims and stating my intentions to, you know, get to the other side of it.
What did Nadia tell you?
Well, Nadia said that I'm catching this early. I'm at a crossroads. And then I did schedule a private session with her, and she said that what's there is very, very old, that it's some unresolved resentment and anger and giving too much of myself, and I've been really working with that. But the
I really want you to get back to me on this, because when I say it's cancer, is that the right question? I get a no.
Me too, but I thought I was in my own way.
Oh. So I want to show you something. So I did my testing and I got the answer, and then I didn't trust myself. Now read your statement.
I know and trust in my ability and right.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
that's what they're talking about, and that's the highest cause of what's going on. And the positive that you're going to get out of it is to trust yourself.
Exactly. That's what I feel wholeheartedly. But I don't want to learn the hard way that lesson. I'd like to ride through this and come out the other side extremely grateful.
Don't tell me what you don't want. And the universe doesn't want to know what you don't want either. What do you want?
I want to learn the
easy
lesson
resolution.
And be powerful. Yeah,
yeah,
easy resolution
and the highest health and the power of my knowing. That's what you want. Got it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I have it, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're going to keep in touch with me and let me know, okay?
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was powerful for everybody. Actually, Diane, I know you're still listening. I know you wrote it to me once before. Why don't you send it to me again? Because I know people are going to want, I will attach it to maybe the e-blast next week, because I know people are going to want it. Okay, Kate in Washington, you're on. Uh-oh. Kate, are you there?
Hello.
Yep. Hi, baby.
Hi, this is me.
Yeah, okay. What's your question?
I'm back. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, first, it was great to see your glowing face on BTO. And you're always
you.
Just so shiny, right? And I had such a strong memory yesterday of my little girl, very young, like three, and I had a doll, a cloth doll, like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like that doll was, I still make me sad. Like that doll was it.
Well, that doll represents your belief that people destroy what you love.
Ooh.
What happened to the doll?
That's a good question. I was trying to remember that. Maybe
you can't remember
too old for dolls. They took it away because I was too old for dolls.
Yeah. So that's what it represents, and that's a memory that you are blessed yourself with. So that you can go,
it's about the world. Like how
sure.
The world, I didn't believe the world had my back.
Well, sure. If the world's going to take stuff away from you that you love, why would you ever walk out into your power to create all the things that you love? Because they're just going to be taken away from you. So this is a huge, this can be your huge breakthrough moment, Kate, where you get your power back and go, no, I'm creating everything I love, and I'm knowing that the universe absolutely delivers to me and protects me in the creation of everything I love.
Wow.
The universe
me
just
and
keeps,
the creation.
Yep, and just keeps giving to me because I create it that way. Yeah, it's very powerful for you.
It was. It was like a visitation of my little girl. It was not just a memory. It was.
Well,
yeah.
Have you been doing claims or directing your energy in any particular way?
Show me why I don't trust the world.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And there it came. Yeah.
You asked and you received.
Definitely.
Beautiful,
you know, I was
it?
Very close. It was so beautiful. I was very close, but I forgot the part about it being taken from me. So you, thanks so much. You brought that out.
Yeah. You are so welcome, sweetheart. Woo-hoo! Kate's off and running now. All right, baby. Thank you. All right. We are going to Miss Lisa in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. Thanks.
My question is, what is the first step in me getting rid of resistance? Like, what do I do? And how do I allow energy that I'm calling for?
You have to love yourself. That's the first step, guys. That's the first step in creating anything you want, is knowing you are magnificent and that you are awesome and that you literally are the God of you, here to create everything you want.
Huh. All right.
Why are you not receiving that, Lisa?
Right, exactly. Yeah, like I want, like, there's not like a something specific for me in order to like release resistance.
No,
that's it,
because when you really immerse yourself in the love for yourself, all that other stuff will be handled.
Okay, how exactly do I do that?
Well, do you have a love place? I've taught all of you to have a love place. Yeah, see? You got to do the work. if you want to get to the rainbow, right? You got to walk there. So a love place is anything that makes you smile and open your heart the minute you think of it. I use my doggie.
Yeah, I feel like when I try to do that, though, that I just...
Well, I'm not asking you to try to do it. I'm asking you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if you cry? Any actor will tell you, Lisa, that they pray for real tears to come because that means they're really connected to the emotion that the character is going through.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if I start crying, then I think I'm doing it wrong.
What?
Like, it's not working because I'm doing it wrong. Or, like, if I think about my dog, well, he's not alive anymore. So then it's like, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's not a good thing to use. There's a place in nature or a baby or something unconditional that you need to find that opens your heart and makes you smile.
What if sometimes I try to do that? Like, I'll picture, like, a field of butterflies and things and stuff like that, but then I picture me as a little girl. I don't picture me as me. It's like, I don't see.
Well, that's just telling you that it's your little girl that needs to love herself.
Okay.
Let your little girl love who she is. Guys, do you all think this started when we're adults? Taught you all this is in place in our brains by 8 years old. If you want to change your life, go back and around every subject, ask, what was I taught verbally? What was modeled to me by my family? What happened to me before I was 8 years old?
Okay. Thank you very much.
So what happened to you, Lisa, was you were taught, and it's going to my big yes, that it wasn't okay to love yourself.
Right.
Okay. Well, you got to rewrite that, baby case. You've got to talk to that little girl and go, come on, I'm going to teach you a higher way to think now. And you and I are going to start moving into really, really loving ourselves. And I don't want you to use the dirty T word, try, okay?
Right.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. No dirty T words. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, Miss Monica, I've got to take you real quick, but I wanted to take you. What's your question?
Well, thank you, Dee. I'm actually asking on behalf of my husband. He has a new job offer that he really is wants to accept, and I think he's going to accept it.
It's really, really good for him.
Okay. He's just really torn how and when to tell his previous employer about leaving. He's trying to decide if he should do it now, wait till the end of the year and say he's going to, work 2 weeks into January.
He needs to tell him when he feels like it's in the highest integrity for him to do that. Is the other job offer secure?
Absolutely. Yeah, they said they'll wait, a couple of months for him if needs be.
Okay, so tell him to get out of his head and go to his heart, because what I'm getting is he's staying longer out of guilt, and what he really wants is to move into this new job.
Okay. I mean, part of it, and I told him, I said, hon, you really don't need this test confirmation. They usually give, a sort of bonus, but they wait till the end of December to put it in their paychecks. He's been at the job for 17 years, and he just felt unappreciated. So he wants to kind of, I'm saying it as a test, wants to tell them soon, but then see if they'll still give him this bonus as a way of confirming whether or not he was appreciated or not.
Yeah, but see, like, that's BS. That's jerking the universe around. He's got to know he's appreciated, and then the bonus will be there.
Yeah. And I've tried to convince
him. And by the way, they're saying he's got to know that he's appreciated. Otherwise, let me put it in a positive way. He has to know that he's appreciated within himself, and the next job will be even more gratifying because they will mirror that back to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. And the highest word for myself from the universe?
Self-love, guys. It's always self-love. Yep.
And thank you, Dee, and this community. You guys are fabulous.
We love coming here. Don't we? I just freaking love all of you guys. I freaking love you. I do. I just love you. So thank you for being a part of me and my life.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving,
everybody.
Huh? I said, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. See, we're so in gratitude for each other and so thankful. Thank you and everybody, and let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.